Welcome to the LDN Radio Show, brought to you by the LDN Research Trust. I'm your host, Linda Elsiegood. I have an exciting lineup of guest speakers who are LDN experts in their field. We will be discussing low-dose naltrexone and its many uses in autoimmune diseases, cancers, etc. Thank you for joining us. This show is sponsored by our members who made donations. We'd like to give them a very big thank you. We have to cover the monthly costs of the radio station's software, bandwidth, phone lines and phone calls to be able to continue with the radio show. And thank you for listening. I'd like to introduce Susan Garvin from the US, who I had the pleasure of meeting in Nashville at the conference in 2010. This show is dedicated to Susan's late husband, Jim Garvin, who was an LDN user and a huge advocate of LDN. Thank you for joining me today, Susan.
Oh, I'm so pleased. And Jim is watching from above because he would talk anybody's ear off about LDN and uses for any ailment that you had. He would talk to anybody's ear off.
Okay. Well, this is a tribute to Jim. Could you tell us about Jim and your life together, how long you were married?
Well, Jim and I were married at age 20 in 1971. For our generation, we were married to the same people for just shy of 48 years when he passed. And he was just real dedicated to his family, friends, and his community. Mm-hmm. And Jim was a cable splicer for the phone company. Retired from there after his diagnosis with MS in January 2020. He always said, oh, it's his birthday present because he was born in January. But he didn't feel sorry for himself about the diagnosis. He goes, if it's not me, who else could it be? You know, Jim was diagnosed and actually was told by the doctor that he had Lyme disease, but he got mixed up with another patient. So it was an MS diagnosis, actually. And so he retired from the phone company as a cable splicer because, of course, heat is an enemy of MS symptoms. And he would find himself ready to pass out, not remember things. Walking became a burden for him. We used to call it wall walking, where he had to hold on to the walls of the house to get around. At one point, he did use a wheelchair. Just he was unsteady on his feet, and so he really was a searcher. He was taking beta theron because of the doctor wanted him on it. And for a man that was over 250 pounds to shivering on the bed with flu-like symptoms every other day was pretty hard to watch and see. But he was doing an internet search for other alternative treatments for MS, and actually came across some little tidbits of information about low-dose naltrexone. So Jim, he decided to call people on the message board that he was searching on, find out that it was really a truly good treatment for MS, and he took a leap of faith and talked his doctor into it. And she was not, his neurologist was not really on board, but prescribed it anyway. So we got a compound prescription in the next town over. He came home and tried it. And the next day, Jim had a betterment in his symptoms of balance. He was able to stand on one foot for balance. And so excited as he was, he just called everybody in the doctor's office to just say, thank you, thank you. So the doctor was not impressed with that. And after the next consultation, she actually wanted to be rid of us as patients because she just, Jim disrupted his office. So anyway, we had a lot of help, and when he found so much betterment in his symptoms, he was just inspired to reach out and tell everybody about it. Mm-hmm. So we have a lot of friends that we met out at the Nashville conference and stayed in touch with them. Jim was known as Captain Caveman because he would always reach out to people on the internet, and then he called it go back to his cave. So he was dubbed by Brenda as Captain Caveman, mm-hmm. and just had a lot of fun with that. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's amazing.
So, yeah. So Jim had, in his own words, he would just have a turnaround of his symptoms. He was able to have ups and downs, better days, and he says he could get out of the bed, make it to the throne room without falling down or having an accident, make it there by himself without a cane or the wheelchair. And he did have energy. We had a good life. Jim helped care for a lot of family members. We resumed camping, and we pulled a fifth wheel trailer for camping and visited in Arizona. And just had a very large social world because of that. So, again, it gave him an opportunity to teach other people about LDN. And one of our friends gave him some business cards printed up with their name, address, and so on. And it said, ask me about LDN. Of course, he passed those out everywhere.
Oh,
so we also went to, it was funny, we went to a local viewing of a documentary on low dose naltrexone and for Lyme disease. We had a conversation with a man in the lobby afterwards, and he goes on and on. He goes, I had my aunt is taking this, and some crazy man told her about all of this and LDN, and Jim goes, well, you're looking at that crazy man. So we had big chuckles that it comes around, mm-hmm. and meeting other people that it changed their lives. It really meant a lot to him. We made a lot of good friends that way.
Mm-hmm. And I can remember meeting you on the General Jackson, the Mississippi Riverboat in Nashville.
It was so wonderful. Yes, we have a lot of good friends, and Paul and Alisa, Brenda was there, Crystal. Just we have a lot of good memories of those times, and we're just so pleased about how LDN is really changing the world and has we have results that are real now. And when Jim first started it, it was just like, well, maybe it might help you. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we love the testimonies of how it helped people.
Yes.
And so that's what we really feel fortunate. Jim was on the the cutting edge, I would say, of learning and teaching and sharing about LDN, mm-hmm. as you are.
When did Jim start taking LDN?
I'm sorry, pardon?
When did Jim start taking LDN? What year was it? Do you remember?
He was started in about January, February, about 2003, I think. Mm-hmm. 2003. So he was on it about 18 years, mm-hmm. With mostly good days. I could say he probably did not have any exacerbations. And I have to say, Jim saw the neurologist several days before he passed away. And his neurologist had MRIs taken that few months before. And she told him, there are no changes in your MRIs from the MS. And that tickled Jim to death, mm-hmm. because to him that was proof that LDN was a life changer for us. And Jim died of pancreatic cancer, which very few people live through a treatment plan on that. But we do feel that it helped his life be meaningful.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jim started around the same time as I did then, because I started in December, the 3rd of December in 2003.
Right. It's about that. Exactly, exactly.
And in those days...
The turnaround.
There weren't that many people taking LDN. The internet wasn't what it is today either. You know, there are more trials and studies being done. Every month somebody has done something. There is Facebook now, which there wasn't. It might have been around, but it wasn't what it is today. And people sharing information around the world, podcasts and documentaries, conferences. It's all... gathered momentum, hasn't it, over the years? It's a far bigger movement
absolutely.
Than it was.
Absolutely. I mean, and when Jim researched it, he was in the low thousands on the message board that he was researching on, and he sat there. He was so funny, had a wicked sense of humor, but he sat there and he said, I felt like somebody slapped me on the back of the head and said, take a look at this. It can change your life. And again, he did his due diligence in researching it and talking to real people. Mm-hmm. And again, there is what we found that testimonies and talking to people made a huge difference. And I think, again, Jim talking to other people that we went camping on a camping trip after Jim had started this, met up with people in the Santa Cruz area and met with them in person and told them, look, I'm a real person. This has changed my life. That person that had MS started it changed their life also. And, you know, you can't take away those things that life has changed for other people because of you.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we have now nearly 35,000 people on our main LDN Research Trust Facebook group. I mean, that is an amazing amount of people, isn't it? I mean, if you had put them all in one place at the same time... It would be a huge crowd.
Exactly. 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 So I know that people can take it for so many things, you know, and that's what's been good for us to know. We share the books, we share the testimonies and the Facebook, I mean, having all of those researches, and instead of sharing just one-on-one, mm-hmm. we can share it through the internet and have a larger audience. So we're very proud of the community and how it's grown.
Mm. And patient testimonies are so reassuring and so inspirational for other people who feel, let's say, somebody with alopecia who hasn't ever seen anybody with alopecia, let alone know anybody that's taking any kind of treatment, you feel very isolated and on your own. And it really does help to connect with other people who are in the same boat as you, who can talk to you and help and advise you. It is, isn't it? It really does make a big difference.
Yeah, that's true. So it's like we are here for a purpose, and I just think that Jim was definitely one that was blessed. Again, on LDN, he had an almost complete turnaround of symptoms. He still had moments, fatigue and heat tolerance, but being able to take care of yourself and not be a burden on somebody, mm-hmm. that was huge to him, mm-hmm. That he didn't ever want to be taken care of, quote unquote, by someone. Yes. He was active till the very end.
Well, that's good to hear, isn't it? I mean, everybody would rather just, when it came to the point of not looking after yourself, that's the time when you think, yeah. Well, yeah, I've had a good one. Yeah, so that...
Exactly, yes.
That is amazing. So did you have children, Susan?
Yes, we had two. Our son died about 9 years ago, and then we have a daughter that is a teacher, and she's taking a two-year teaching position in Hong Kong, and we'll be home for her Christmas for visiting family. So we are totally excited about that. My mother, that's going to be 91, lives with us, mm-hmm. and we have three dogs at the moment, and mother still goes camping with us, and Jim is one that really helped take care of my mother. He gave up 3 months of our life at our home to go take care of her in Arizona after my father died, and invited her to live with us. He always said if we didn't have her, he wouldn't have me. And he just told me every single day that he loved me, and he did that by showing love to others. Mm-hmm.
Do you have any grandchildren?
Yes, I have two, a 24-year-old beautician granddaughter and a 16-year-old still in high school. So we still... they'll be in for Christmas probably, and love being a part of their lives too.
Yes.
So, and then I have the grand dog. So the grand dog is staying with us through my daughter's time in Hong Kong. So, but loving Schnauzer, and we get to visit and cuddle with her along with our other two dogs.
And they all get on well together, do they?
Oh, yes. They want to be on your lap and cuddling. So it's like a puppy pile.
Dogs are such great company, aren't they? The way they follow you around.
They are. Mm. They are. And they loved Jim. Jim could teach them anything. And they always wanted attention from him. And so we're very comforting to him because, you know, there were times in the first part of his diagnosis, he'd just be sitting in the recliner, but he'd be laying back and have our little dogs laying on his chest. And, you know, that was his girlfriend. Mm-hmm. You know, he would have a girlfriend on his chest, our little dog, and those are cute pictures I keep in my mind.
Oh. So what kind of dogs do you have?
Well, I have my oldest is a Dachshund and Queensland mix. She's got black spots and gray ticking. We have a white Bichon that's practically toothless because she's lost her teeth. Oh. And then my daughter's dog, the miniature schnauzer. So a pretty energetic group considering.
Well, it's been amazing speaking to you, Susan. And thank you so much for sharing Jim's story. You know, it's nice to be remembered for all the hard work that he did and you too, you know.
Well, it's continuing on. I'll be a part of this community forever and ever because I know how life-changing it is for each one of us.
Well, thank you so much for having been our guest today.
Well, thank you, Linda. I look forward to seeing you in person on another future date.
You can bank on it. Thank you, Susan.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Linda, bye-bye.
This show is sponsored by our members who made donations. We'd like to give them a very big thank you. We have to cover the monthly costs of the radio station's software, bandwidth, phone lines and phone calls to be able to continue with the radio show. And thank you for listening. Any questions or comments you may have, please email me, Linda, L-I-N-D-A, at ldnrt.org. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you for joining us today. We really appreciated your company. Until next time, stay safe and keep well.